This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Understand if he does not move against these deep fake criminals before 2020, he could probably still win, but it's not going to be as easy, and nothing is guaranteed either way. So he needs to move against these people now while he's still the president and before they become even more unhinged and they get violent. Here's Alex Jones breaking it down.
They're telling us we're in the post male and female era. This is the world where the beta cucks rule. Well, not so fast.
I've known him for 30 years. He's one of the finest lawyers this country has ever produced. He came back out of retirement to serve this country. There's not one shred of evidence that anything he said either the other day or now or today was a lie. Don't ever say that in front of me about Bill Barr. You have no evidence that he lied, and you know it.
But I'm telling you.
You said he may have lied.
What I'm telling you is that what he said this today in the press conference is inconsistent with what's in the report.
That's not a lie.
Okay, fine.
It's not fine. You're on national television calling the attorney general a liar.
I didn't say that.
You suggested it very strongly.
All right, I think we're done here.
I think we are.
When they're the traitors selling out the country, they're the globalists, and then they turn around and say people that love this country have nothing but records of standing up for it, that we're the ones have to be watched. How do you flip the script when you're a bunch of traitorous globalists who want to get rid of the country and say you want to get rid of it and are collapsing its borders and fighting the president trying to defend the borders? What do you do to try to put that in check when it's so obvious you're the enemy of the unborn and the born, and the left wants to euthanize old people? I mean, they're just villains.
Counselor, thank you very much for joining us. Sure. My first question, I'm afraid, is going to verge on plain English. Where did the Attorney General get off with that characterization this morning, including four mentions that there was no collusion? What document was he reading compared to the one we're left with?
Well, page 2 of the document says the investigation did not establish that members of the Trump campaign coordinated with the Russian government in its election of interference activities. In its election interference activities. So it's right from the document itself.
Have you read part one?
I have read part one and part two.
You find good news in here for the president and the administration?
The investigation did not, page 181, the investigation did not establish that the contacts described in volume one, that's the Russian contacts, amounted to an agreement to commit any violation of federal criminal law, including foreign influence and campaign finance laws. Yeah, I think it's a very good win.
Teaching people that if you want to get ahead, somebody else has to lose. Instead of building economies that are about really taking care of people. Because the criminals that did all this are walking free and are so arrogant, they're calling for new investigations and new congressional witch hunts. And they're up on their hind legs, more arrogant than ever. So this is a blueprint for impeachment and proof of the Russian takeover.
Pay attention to the big lies. I know some folks are exhausted by the daily deceptions, the small lies from Trump world. But Trump and his allies are telling big lies. Right now, the most popular one is no obstruction, no obstruction at all. The attempts to obstruct are screaming off the page. I guess my point is, there's no conspiracy found in the Mueller report, but there's no integrity either. So what's the role of the press in this broken environment? In part, our role is to keep collecting facts, all of the facts, so that citizens can make up their own minds. But I think it's also our role to stand up for decency and morality, especially if others won't. Journalists, after all, work with a code of ethics.
And of course, they're globalist traitors. They're the globalist boarding party to lower the drawbridge and run up the white flag. They're the enemy. And you go, if you have the most powerful, richest country in the world with the best military and incredible resources, why would you sell it out to the Chi-Coms? Why would you? I mean, even from a global domination view, you wouldn't do that. But see, there's a spirit that wants to bring down America.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, when we get back from this short break, Dan Lyman from InfoWars Europe, EuropeWars.com, will be joining me.
I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart, the cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's, you've got the adults, you've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oil is the best. And it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed. I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it. You notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
We are the modern day Minutemen. You are the modern day Minutemen. Disseminating hardcore intel that the establishment and the corrupt globalists and the devil worshippers don't want you to have. And, of course, we're under constant attack here. And it's all made possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. And the apparel special is still going right now. 50% off all InfoWars apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. So all the T-shirts, all the ball caps, all the stocking caps, patches, everything. It's all 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Go check out all the different T-shirts. We have patriotic messages, pro-Trump T-shirts, pro-Second Amendment T-shirts, pro-First Amendment T-shirts, George Washington T-shirts, 1776 hats, InfoWars, Moan Labe, stocking caps. It's all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And then we've also got some specials right now on some of our supplements. You can get a free bottle of Knockout right now when you purchase Brain Force. So check that out at InfoWarsStore.com. How about that? Get Brain Force right now and a free bottle of Knockout comes with your purchase. You know, if you're somebody that has to be up early and you struggle with morning grogginess, that used to be me. In fact, back at one of my last jobs in St. Louis before I moved here to Austin, I had to be up at 6 a.m. 3 times a week. I used to have to be up for a 6 a.m. radio show 5 days a week. That was tough. But what I did was I would take Brain Force first thing in the morning. And the morning grogginess was just gone. And so for me, normally it's like, really, I'm not much of a morning person. And I don't even like drinking coffee in the morning. It usually takes me about an hour to kind of reach, to get the engines churning. But when you hit the Brain Force first thing in the morning, for me, I was just cleared up immediately. So this is a good combo. You get the Brain Force to get you going in the morning, clear the brain fog in the morning. And then at the end of the long day, you have the Knockout to put you to sleep. And I know I'm not the only one that has trouble with morning fog and then getting to sleep. So take advantage of the free bottle of Knockout with a purchase of Brain Force today. You hit the Brain Force in the morning, clear the morning fog. You hit the Knockout at night and get rid of the restlessness and sleepy, the lack of sleep with Knockout. So that's at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you so much for your support. All right. We're working on getting Dan Lyman on right now. And I wanted to talk to him about what's been going on with the Yellow Jacket protests since the Notre Dame cathedral burning. And you've noticed they never stopped, but they've intensified. And now the media is covering them again. And I believe the media is covering them again because they want the Notre Dame fire to be associated with the Yellow Vest protests. That's kind of the amalgamation that they're hoping will organically happen in the audience, because they ignored the Yellow Vest protest for a month. They first started happening, and it got violent and everything, and they were covering it. And then they realized their false narrative wasn't really sticking, and that these were people that actually were upset with the way the immigration policy was going, and the fact that Macron is a total loser, a weak leader, pathetic, really. And so they quit covering it. Then the Notre Dame Cathedral fire happened, and you noticed how the Yellow Vests were back in the news all of a sudden. So I'm sure that's just a coincidence. I'm sure they don't want that association. No, of course they do. Of course they do. So we're working on getting Dan Lyman connected right now. But you know, in fact, I just got to do this live on air. Are we having trouble connecting to him, guys? Okay, so we'll work on getting him connected. I'll tell you what, in the meantime, well, you know, let's go to this. This is actually a big story right now, and I'll try to cover it right now. This isn't really effective, but let's just go to clip 16, and I'll kind of break this down. Mexican troops detain American soldiers at gunpoint in the United States.
Heightened tensions on the southern U.S. border as we learn about an incident last week in which Mexican soldiers briefly detained two American service members at gunpoint on the U.S. side of the border. Jeff Paul has more from Los Angeles.
John, military officials confirming the U.S. soldiers were conducting border support operations in an unmarked CBP vehicle. The incident happening 1 week ago in Clint, Texas, which is about 23 miles southeast of El Paso. They were stopped and questioned by five or six Mexican military members who thought they had crossed over. But in a statement, Northern Command says, though they were south of the border fence, U.S. soldiers remained in U.S. territory north of the actual border. Throughout the incident, the U.S. soldiers followed all established procedures and protocols.
Well, now they are discussing changing those procedures and protocols. And so this is kind of something that I don't think people are making a big enough deal over. How is it that the Mexicans, their army is on U.S. soil telling us what to do? Now, one could theorize, myself, that's the cartels telling the Mexican army what to do, or the cartels telling the Mexican politicians what to tell the army to do, so that they can go over there, intimidate the U.S. troops out of actually protecting the southern border, so that they can run all their drugs across. But how dare I engage in critical thinking? But here's the stories. Mexican soldiers detain American soldiers on U.S. soil. U.S. military rules under review after soldiers surrendered pistols to Mexican troops on American soil. I mean, this should be like a huge deal. How is it Mexican soldiers are running our country now? And how is it that Mexican soldiers are even coming here to disarm our soldiers to begin with? Jeez, you know, I'm sorry, because I'm starting to get really angry about this. Because I was really, really ticked off about this before the show. And then some other news developed, and I started talking about other things, and my anger kind of subsided. But now I'm thinking about this again, and I'm getting ticked off. This is bull. Because, I mean, the humiliation of our soldiers, I'm pissed off. Who the hell are these Mexican troops coming to our country and tell our soldiers to disarm? What in the f*** is that? Unbelievable. See, now I'm pissed again. Here you go. Mexico warns of deep concern over armed groups at U.S. border. So Mexico is now running our foreign policy at the southern border. And, of course, they want an open border. That way the cartels who run the Mexican government can get all their drugs across. The cartels that run the child trafficking, the human trafficking, can get all their child and all their humans across.
Of course they're running the Mexican military. What the hell do you think is going on? And now they're coming into our country, running drugs, running guns, human trafficking, and disarming our soldiers. You know what? I'm actually pissed at President Trump now. The lack of response from the president to this is pathetic. We're talking about American soldiers getting disarmed on our own soil. That is a defeat. That is a loss. And again, I mean, how can they get away with this? Because the Democrat Party is anti-America. Because the Democrat Party, for whatever reason, supports child trafficking, supports gun running, and supports drug trafficking at the southern border. I don't know why. I know why the Mexican government does it, because the cartels run the Mexican government. Do the cartels run the Democrat Party? President Trump better make a big and bold statement about U.S. soldiers being disarmed by Mexican soldiers on U.S. soil. We are being invaded and destroyed right now at the southern border. This is a joke.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroeder filling in for Alex Jones today. Our great reporter from EuropeWars.com, Dan Lyman, joins me now. And Dan, I don't know if you were able to catch the last segment while we were getting connected with you, but I have a theory that the reason why media is covering the Yellow Vest protests again, which they ignored, even though they were continuing to go on for the last couple of months, you would have not known that unless you were following your work or our work here. And so, but Notre Dame Cathedral fire happens, and then all of a sudden the next day they're covering the Yellow Vest protests again. Do you think that that's a coincidence? Do you think the media is trying to get people to associate the fire with the Yellow Vests? Or has it really reached a new peak that they're forced to cover the Yellow Vest protest? Dan Lyman, you've been covering this really ad nauseum, keeping your finger to the pulse here, your boots on the ground. What do you think is going on? What's the latest with the Yellow Vest protest, and why is the media covering it all of a sudden again?
Good to be back with you, Owen. I'm not really sure, of course, how the things work at the big dogs in the media, why they choose to cover and not cover selectively. However, my understanding is that this weekend, Acts 23, we are now into the 24th week of protests, was much more heavy-handed from the police and more chaotic with the protesters as well. And I think the assumption is that that they're even more enraged about the condition of their country and what's going on after this fire, because regardless of who is really actually responsible for this fire, it's definitely symbolic in many ways, that just things, it's just a powder keg in France. So the protests from the videos that I saw from this weekend did look like there was a lot more violence on the streets. The police looked like they were being much more aggressive. Some very disturbing videos have come out from this past weekend. And then, interesting, this just broke a little while ago. There's a big fire in Versailles, France, that has been going on now for a couple of hours. They say that it's at some sort of a car dealership, but it is a large fire. They required, I think, the last that I saw was 24 fire trucks and a massive crew to put this thing out. So it's just like, what's going on in France? It's so hard to see through all the smoke, so to speak, figuratively and literally, as to what is going on. But things just keep increasing in intensity.
Well, and here's the sad part of it, too. Macron is such a weak, pathetic leader. He's nowhere to be found during this. I mean, he's going on vacations. He's hanging out in Switzerland. He's cheersing. He's toasting. France is burning. Where is Macron? I mean, is this not the weakest leader in Europe right now?
So weak. He is a coward. And as I said the last time we were speaking, I don't know how he's hung in this long, but the powers that be that are propping him up must be, in a tizzy to just try to keep this whole thing together, because the people in France are really, really agitated at this point. And the fire at Notre Dame definitely just kicked things up a notch. I know a lot of the politicians were trying to basically use the fire as an excuse to tell the Yellow Vests, oh, we need to have a moment of dignity and unity, and y'all should cool it off this weekend and let us all regain our sanity after the fire. But I think it had the opposite effect.
Then that's a new angle, too, just kind of wargaming all this out, since we don't know what happened with the fire. And in fact, the more forensic analysis that comes out, the more it actually looks like arson. But that's kind of a new angle. Maybe powers that be in France thought, hey, let's burn the cathedral. That'll quiet down the Yellow Vest protest, almost like a Reichstag moment. But what are the people in France saying about this? I mean, what are the people in France saying about the fact that they're going to have a, they say they're going to have a competition to design the new roof of the cathedral? To me, that's saying we're going to pick and select a globalist image. But what are the people in France saying about that?
Well, from what I've seen on Twitter and the comments, just reading the comment sections, people are very cynical at this point. So, I mean, a lot of people who a few years ago might not have questioned the official narrative at this point, they're just seeing through the BS. And, they're just saying this is nonsense to say that this,
Well, and let me just stop you there before you answer the question, because I just want to echo what you're saying. I am experiencing the same thing. In fact, the people I know that lived in France or studied abroad in France, they love France. They hate when I talk trash on Macron and say that France's culture is crumbling. They live in the denial of that. They're now saying, okay, I see what you're talking about now, and they're not buying that this wasn't arson either. So you're definitely right about that.
Absolutely. And you know, there are so many countries now that just feel like a powder keg. You just have so much going on there. And as I mentioned last time, there's just protests in multiple countries. It seems like every weekend for a variety of reasons, some of them good, some of them not so good. You have major, major climate change protests going on in London now. They've arrested over 1,000 people. These people are behaving similarly to, let's say, the Black Lives Matter activists.
They're staging, like they're faking they're dying in front of government buildings. They're gluing themselves to trains. It's insane behavior.
It's utter madness. And so just to see where things go from a week-to-week basis, there is never a dull moment. As I've covered in the past as well, we have this situation where migrants are now crossing en masse from France over to the UK in little boats. The border guard there, just border force, just picked up a whole another round of them this weekend, just making their way across. And they think that, you know, there aren't going to be any consequences as long as they can make it onto UK soil. It's just like, it's just madness.
Well, and every time we see these videos, I mean, Europe is the worst. I mean, honestly, like the people that come across the southern border in the West, it's like 80% military aged men. The boats and the migrants they catch in Europe, it's like 90-95% military age, like 100 even.
Absolutely, yeah. It's crazy. You know, I just had some friends visiting from the States. They had never been to Europe and they weren't sure what to expect. And they spent a lot of time down in Italy, and they did have a great time at touristing, but they were shocked by some of the things that they saw in some of these formerly great Italian cities, such as Milan, where they just said, you know, I genuinely just didn't feel safe in certain areas. And it's probably really a shock as an American, let's say if you're insulated from that, to see what's going on in parts of Europe that at one time, you know, just tourist hotspots and all sorts of great things going on in these cities. Now they're just kind of decaying and they're just being overrun with migrants in some of these parts. It's nuts.
Well, yeah, and that's so weird because it's the exact opposite of what you would expect. I mean, I try to localize things from my experience to understand these issues better. I grew up in St. Louis, and you know, downtown is obviously seedy in St. Louis. People know about it, and so what the local government figured out was that people aren't coming to see the attractions. They're not going to the arch. They're not going to the riverboat. And it's because of the violence and the current status of the city. So what they did is they went in, they renovated, they cleared it out. They readjusted some things. And now you go to these areas and people can actually go and they don't feel like they're looking at rundown buildings and gangbangers running around. And it's starting to get back to the right place. But in France, they're doing the opposite. It's like, oh my gosh, you know, our culture, all these great monuments and everything in Italy and everything, it's all being either literally burned to the ground, or now it's like these tent cities and stuff. It's not fun to go walk around there. They're just putting more of it out. It's like they don't even want to protect their own culture.
They don't at all. And unfortunately, this is the same story playing out across the West. I was glad to see that Tucker Carlson shone a light on the tent cities in Los Angeles. As you know, we've been covering the tent city situation in California for a couple of years now. We were one of the first kind of international outlets to bring a little light to that, because it's kind of a new phenomenon where there's just, you know, lines of the streets just lined with
people. Well, let's talk about that. Let's talk about that, because they're also experiencing that in the UK. And look, I mean, here in Austin, Dan, you can't, I mean, I could probably, I don't want to do this report, but I mean, I could take a camera to about 5 different spots here in Austin, and there's whole tent cities. But because there's some still wooded areas, they're able to kind of hide back behind the wood. But we're talking about whole economies of tent cities in Austin now.
Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth crystals anymore in a year and a half fight. But we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodide in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. And then it's going to be on an 18-wheeler right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies. And it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure to sign up for AutoShip. Then an additional 10% off. The 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching it. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out why the globalists don't want you to have the good halogens. They want you to have the bad halogens at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the king daddy, ladies and gentlemen. It is X2 Original, now back at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You know, it's crazy to think this, but it happens almost every day that 3 hours is not enough to cover all the news. And so I've got Dan Lyman with me here, and we're going to continue to go down some of these news stories. But, man, I'm just still swamped with news I'm not even going to be able to get to. And then Paul Joseph Watson takes over for the fourth hour. Will Johnson hosting the War Room today. In fact, Will Johnson will be having Peter Diabrasca on today to discuss his story. Illegal alien who worked as election canvasser booked for attempted murder after drive-by shooting. And, of course, it turns out he's associated with CASA, C-A-S-A, that says that they fight for immigrant rights, which is, of course, I mean, the definition of hyperbole. They're actually fighting against immigrant rights and standing for illegal immigrants. So that'll all be on the war room. But Dan Lyman from EuropeWars.com is with me now. You know, Dan, I'm thinking about these tent cities in the break and how to talk about this. And there seems to be different issues. I mean, the tent cities that you see in Europe and France over here are mostly due to the open borders, because the people come into the country, they have nowhere else to do, they don't have jobs, I don't even know if they're looking for jobs, and so they end up in these tent cities, and so it creates these big, basically just street-long tent cities, and you can't walk by. In America, it seems to be different, at least here in Austin, where the tent cities are just kind of people that are homeless, and for whatever reason, they don't want to get out of homelessness. I guess they enjoy it, but, I mean, what do you think is happening in Europe right now with these tent cities? I mean, is it pretty much just these migrants come in through the open borders? They have nothing, no prospects, nowhere else to go, so they just eventually flock to these tent cities?
Yeah, in many cases with the tent cities in Europe, it's definitely typically it's 100% migrant in a lot of these areas. For instance, the canals in Paris, they accumulate sometimes up to thousands of migrants will start a tent city and be allowed to take it that far before the police and the authorities come in and they basically just move them and they go somewhere else. As you know, they've destroyed the Calais jungle at least once, trying to take that apart, and that seems to, you know, accumulate migrants as well. And now that, like I said, they're hopping boats to get over to the UK. And so, yeah, with the tent cities in Europe, and they are everywhere in some of these countries, Italy, France, anywhere with a decent climate. Bosnia has been inundated with migrants that are like piling up at the border.
And look at that boat. It's all men. It's literally all men.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So that is what's a little bit different than the situation at the U.S. border at this time. Of course, we have this crisis with families now. And of course, that's why they're being allowed into the country by the hundreds of thousands. So there is a little bit different, but the same story is playing out, that Western countries are being flooded. Australia is being flooded. According to a senator from Australia, they took in something like 150,000 migrants in 1 month alone. So, you know, it's playing out the same everywhere. The recipe is a little different for each region, but something has to be done, because that's what's propelling unrest in so many cases. Even if the media won't report that, they'll say it's about a fuel tax hike or whatever. It's Europeans watching their countries be devastated and on their own dime, they're paying for it. And for instance, last week I just covered this, there are now Swedish towns that have taken in something like their population has increased by, let's say, 25% in some of these towns with migrants only, and 90% of those migrants, if not more, are on social assistance. So we have Swedish towns now that are facing economic collapse in some of these towns, and simultaneously the federal government is slashing aid to the migrants, so they're putting the burden more on the local taxpayers, and then so these towns are saying, well, we don't know what to do, we're going to need to close down a school and shut down some services for people who actually are from Sweden. So I mean, you're creating a situation where resentment is only going to grow and grow and grow, as you see in the scene right here. This is Paris, if I'm not mistaken. I have laid eyes on scenes like this. It is heartbreaking.
And for radio audience, they're just rolling B-roll of these tent cities. It basically looks like you're in a dystopian movie, and you're just walking down the street of an old abandoned city, and you've just got hundreds of tents, cardboard beds set up, trash just everywhere. It's like it's been totally abandoned, and it's just run by the dregs of society now. But this is what open borders have done to Europe. There's some other international news happening right now. China shows off new destroyer ship as Xi views naval parade. North Korea's Kim Jong-un to meet Putin in Russia this week. Those are two big stories that are developing right now. But Dan, what are you working on right now for EuropeWars.com?
Right now we're actually working on a story about the migrants coming across the channel. We've been covering that one regularly, so I wanted to get that news out. because that's something that is like just it's just happening and hardly anyone's talking about it. It gets maybe a, you know, a quick mention in UK media, but basically these migrants, and a lot of them are Iranian, so there's some sort of pipeline coming from Iran directly to the shores of France, and then they're getting on boats with human traffickers that take them out into the channel, and in many cases they're just phoning what would be the equivalent of 911 in the UK. They'll just call for emergency assistance, and then they'll get apprehended, and then they got brought over to the UK, and chances are most of them are staying, if I had to guess. So it's just like this steady drip going across the channel. So that's what we're working on today. And yesterday we just published a story about a migrant from Eritrea in Sweden who robbed, attacked, attempted rape, a slew of crimes across the span of 1 month. He was convicted of all of them. He will face no prison time and will not be deported. So you have to wonder what is with the favoritism for these people, because if a Swede had committed those crimes, you can bet he'd be locked away.
Oh, and absolutely. And of course, I mean, but it's just like, it really makes you wonder, what is wrong with these people? I mean, why do they want to see the collapse of their civilization? Why do they want to see more crime? I mean, literally more rape. I mean, this is all increasing with the illegal migration, but it seems like they just welcome it, promote it, and then that just empowers others to continue down this road of illegal immigration with these open borders. Of course it's going to happen. I mean, do you see this trend, just this trend changing at all, Dan? I mean, it seems to be going one direction. We do see some leadership popping up in Italy. But I mean, other than that, I mean, is there anything stopping this?
It's a good question. Salvini has done a great job, but he is just one man. He has cut down the crossings across the Mediterranean to Italy, apparently over 90% since taking office, which is fantastic. However, they're just going to other countries now. They're still going to Greece. They're still going to Spain. I was just in Portugal and Lisbon. Quite a few migrants there as well. You don't hear about that too often. So they're still finding their way across. So it would take a concerted effort EU-wide for to do anything about this issue. And maybe that's on the horizon, because we do have European parliamentary elections coming in just a few short weeks, and we have Salvini and like-minded parties trying to form a new coalition, basically within the European Parliament, that will challenge the existing global order. But I mean, no one's going to go down without a fight in this scenario, ranging from Theresa May and Macron and Juncker to the nationalist populists on the other side. It is definitely a battle that is forming and taking shape, and I'm sure will get much more intense in the years to come.
Well, and you know, I think part of the reason why, and who knows the Notre Dame Cathedral story. I mean, look, it looks like arson. As far as who did it, you know, we'll never probably know. But I feel like they don't even want, it's like they're going to, more of this stuff is going to keep happening. And what ends up happening is that the media censors it, and so you don't know why places are burning. I mean, nobody knows about all the bombings that are happening in Sweden. So there's all this stuff happening because of the migrant waves, all the violence, all the terror. But the media doesn't cover it, so the people don't know what's going on. And so what they want is this to create a situation where if you even mention migration when it comes to these terror attacks or tent cities, they say, oh, no, that's a false equivalency. That's intolerant, even though that's exactly what it is. But, you know, I look at these countries, and Greece is another one. I mean, they haven't been hit too hard as far as, you know, terror and bombings and the ruin of their culture. But, like, I mean, I just think about it. Like, imagine a terror attack in Greece, or, like, they burn the Acropolis or something. I mean, when is it enough? When is Europe going to say enough is enough, Dan? Final 30 seconds.
That's a good question. I think that process is happening, and I think that people are starting to find their voice. But there is definitely a culture in many of these countries who are shaming by other people, that to keep other people silent. But people are starting to find their voice, and we see that occurring in France now. They are out en masse, and I see that continuing through the summer for sure.
Follow Dan Lyman's work at EuropeWars.com and on Twitter at Citizen Analyst. Thank you, Dan.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, my last segment here hosting today, Paul Joseph Watson is going to take over. So I'm going to do a news blitz here and just get to as much of this news as possible before Paul takes over. All right, we've got the story at InfoWars.com, but this is just developing today. First of all, this came out over the weekend. Jussie Smollett still too traumatized by racist attack to sleep at night. So as InfoWars told you, on the heels of it all coming out that Jussie Smollett staged this crime, filed a fake police report, staged the whole thing, we told you that they're going to come full circle and they're going to say, no, that's not what happened. Jussie Smollett was really attacked. That's how desperate they're getting. I mean, they're engaged in domestic terrorism every day. But now, brothers accused of attacking Jussie Smollett sue his attorney for defamation. So it's actually the two attorneys their firms, Tina Glandian and Mark Garagos, that are being sued. So it's not even Smollett, but they're saying, no, they lied and they defamed us when they said it was our idea or that we actually did this. They're saying Smollett did the whole thing. So here's the deal. Smollett's a punk-ass bitch who created a fake hate crime to try to start a civil war, a race war in this country. Jussie Smollett belongs in jail. Now, I'm not a violent person, and I don't wish any violence upon Jussie Smollett. But you know what would have happened to Jussie Smollett in a real world that's not dominated by cucks? Well, you can imagine. But the left is now going with the original fake story that Jussie Smollett was attacked by Trump supporters, just like we predicted. Do you see how sick these people are? But I hope the Chicago police do the right thing. Oh, and by the way, oh my gosh, who was it? I don't even think it's in the story. The law firm filed a request of discovery so that they could find out what happened in the Chicago DA in Cook County, why Smollett was let go, what happened in Kim Fox's office, the communiques. Oh my gosh, this is so unbelievable. A lawyer blocked that from happening, and it was a big liberal Democrat lawyer. Oh my gosh, I can't remember who it was now. But they're attempting to block that discovery, folks. So they know what happened. They know Smollett lied about the whole thing. They know that they did a false police report, and the lawyers know that they defamed the two brothers. So they're now trying to stop discovery because guess what, folks? It's going to come out. This went to the top of the Democrat Party, Barack Obama. Yeah. And so they're doing everything they can to try to cover this up right now. Wow. And so they're going to do everything they can to try to stop discovery from happening because it's going to lead to Obama, to Kamala Harris. It's unbelievable what's happening in this country right now. Wow. So get ready for that. Jussie Smollett, you are a pathetic worm. You pathetic worm. You need to rot in a hole in the ground. That's what you deserve. But don't worry. You know what, Jussie? The only redemption for you, the only redemption for Jussie Smollett is to come out and admit you're a liar, to come out and admit you're a phony, to come out and admit you tried to start domestic terror in this country. Come out and admit it, Jussie. Come out and admit the Democrats ran you. Come out and admit there were other people involved in this fake hate crime. Come out and admit it, Jussie. Be a man. But you're not a man. You're a little boy. You're a little punk. Excuse me. Forgot to mention that thousands of Boy Scout leaders are now facing accusations of child sex crimes. Boy, that's not good. Tell you, that Jussie Smollett really is a piece of crap. Moving on. House Judiciary Chairman subpoenas ex-White House counsel Don McGahn. So now Jerry Nadler is out here subpoenaing anybody and everybody to keep the Mueller report in the news, to keep Russian collusion going. Jerry Nadler, who envies Humpty Dumpty's waistline. This fat turd. Sick of this. These people. Trump and allies ramp up attacks as McGahn emerges as chief witness in Mueller report. Oh, yes. They're ramping up attacks. Trump has been nonstop under attack with your fake news since he announced he was running. Oh, yes. But Trump and his allies are ramping up attacks. Yeah, what? Against the treasonous, corrupt deep state? The ones that tried to destroy him? The ones that illegally spied on him? What'd you do, Jerry? Eat the evidence? Oh, I'm telling you, I can't, let me tell you something. I'm not alone in this, okay? We're a voice for the weary out there. We're fed up with this crap. We're fed up with the Jussie Smollett's. We're fed up with the Barack Obamas. We're fed up with the Jerry Nadlers. We're fed up with the Eric Swalwells. And I got news for you. If you continue to force these people down our throats, it's not gonna be pretty. We're at our wit's end with you. Dem leaders stress more Trump probes downplay impeachment. So you've got half the Democrat Party crying for impeachment, half the Democrat Party saying we can't call for impeachment, it'll kill our chances in 2020, and then you've got all these little committees that these Democrats are on subpoenaing anybody and everybody, probing Donald Trump. I mean, you guys have been probing Donald Trump's butthole for 3 freaking years! Get out of there! You sick freaks! Why don't you just, the Democrats should just be proctologists. They're so obsessed with these probes. That's what they are. Democrats are now political proctologists. And their cities are literally falling apart. House Democrat leaders urge caution on impeachment as members plot way forward. They don't know what to do. But they're going on with their fake news. I mean, it's unbelievable. They fake a hate crime. And they get totally caught with Jussie Smollett. They say, oh, no. Jussie Smollett was victimized by a hate crime. He was attacked by Trump. Literally, the whole thing totally blown wide open. Everybody knows it was fake. And they stick to their fake news. I mean, that is, do you realize how incredible that is? But that's not even the worst. They do it with Russian collusion. There's a story here from Breitbart. Top 51 fake news bombshells the media spread about Russiagate. 51 bombshells, they claimed. All of it fake news. And yet they still stick to their lies. And folks, look, this is so, honestly, it's so incredible to me, you know, because when you have people that are going to stick to known lies and just sit right there with a cold, straight face and tell you a lie that you know is a lie, and they're going to sit there and look you in the eye and lie to you, knowing they're lying to you, folks, you need to realize how dangerous this is. If somebody's willing to lie to your face, folks, what else are they willing to do? If somebody's willing to stage a hate crime to try to start a race war and a civil war in this country, what else are they willing to do? If these people are willing to commit treason to try to cover up for their crimes, what else are they willing to do? If they're willing to start an illegal investigation over fake news and then stick to it after it gets proved fake news, what else are they willing to do? Oh, you want to know what else they're willing to do? Kill a baby after it's born. You want to know what else they're willing to do? Put mercury in your vaccines so that it brain damages you. Pete Buttigieg says that God doesn't have a political party. Really? Your political party murders babies. I think God does have a political party. The one that doesn't murder babies. Extra buzz in the streets of South Bend as Butt Judge attends Dingus Day festivities. Boy, you know, that headline pretty much sums it up, doesn't it? We'll just leave it at that for Butt Judge. Trump will visit the Queen, long delayed state visit. You know, that's actually an interesting one. I think it's a little more important than people want to lead on. Trump and the Queen in the same room? That's going to be fireworks. And then you'll see all the glad handing and everything to this Queen, who knows how well she is or how she's even lived to be 93. I think she just turned 93. You know, I've got stacks of news I didn't get to. NASA warns spectacular Beauty and the Beast could wreak havoc on Earth. What? So, admire the beauty but fear the beast as a pretty amazing aurora is spotted in the northern hemisphere. NASA says to fear it, though. I don't know what they know or don't know. And then the UN says 1 million species at risk of extinction due to humans. Well, yeah. So I guess humans should probably just die then, actually. You know, there's been a long rumor about Chelsea Clinton being Webb Hubble's daughter. Chelsea Clinton put out a picture that looks like Webb Hubble, but I have a new theory. Chelsea Clinton is not Webb Hubble and Hillary Clinton's daughter. Chelsea Clinton is Webb Hubble and Bill Clinton's daughter.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.